It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist with 30 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. You know, thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition this past year and for your questions and for your support. You know, 3 years ago when we started Dishing Up Nutrition, my goal was to provide nutrition information that improved your health in a friendly, down-to-earth style. So I thought to myself, if my mother was listening, and you know, my mother might be listening today, she would say,
she might be.
Well, up there in heaven.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would understand. You know, my mom would say, you know, I understand that information, and I can eat that way, the way you suggest, if it's going to make me feel better. So each week, I try to sell you on the idea of healthy eating to improve your health and to help you understand how important what you eat is to your health. And we do try to sell that all the time.
Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely.
So one of our listeners took our advice seriously. She changed her eating habits and lost 95 pounds. And Melissa will join us in a few minutes to share her success story. You know, I think she probably is our biggest Dishing Up Nutrition loser. You know, our co-host today is Wendy Keats Dancer, registered nurse, nutrition counselor, educator. She's also a big loser. Well, you
I
are
like
big
to look at that as lightening up, Dar.
So, Wendy, you have lost 55 pounds, and you're not really too tall.
No, 5'2" if I stretch. Those 2-inch heels help.
So, 55 pounds is a ton of weight to lose.
Yeah, it is.
So, what were some of the major changes you made in your eating to lose those 55 pounds?
Well, before I talk about that, this is the last show of the year.
It is.
Of 2007.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know it.
It's been wonderful.
It's gone fast, hasn't it?
It has.
And I get a little more comfortable all the time.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. It's great. It's wonderful. And we're having, remember, but way back when we talked about actually having fun.
Yes, we're having fun now.
Yes, we are. We're having fun. So it's great.
It's always been fun when you're here, Wendy.
It's been wonderful working with you. And started for me years ago. But how did I lose the 55 pounds and how did I change my eating habits?
Right.
Well, it was, first of all, I stopped starving myself. Really. And I used to, one of the things I did was I would skip breakfast.
Oh,
because,
yes.
You know.
Save those calories.
Save the calories. And then what I'd usually do is I'd either have a salad without any, you know, dressing because there would be fat in that.
Skip the fat.
Or I'd have a low-fat yogurt for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would happen is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my energy just absolutely crashed. So I would be down getting a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And, you know, which, and that went fine for a few days, but then about 3 days later, I was getting a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar. And once I, you know, and then I just started eating.
Yes.
All afternoon and got home, went to the fridge. You know, that horrible feeling of opening your fridge and, you know, you just can't get enough to eat. It's like you're just like, and it doesn't matter, you know, at that point. And it was so interesting because you talked about that last week too with the coach Cindy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she said that was me. I could relate to that so much. She said I couldn't say anything to get through to those girls once their blood sugar drops,
right?
You know, that dazed look, you know. That was me in front of the chips and the cookies and the, you know, you name it. And so that's how I used to eat.
Well,
and then I had so many carbs, you know, I ate until I went to bed, you know, and then I didn't sleep well.
Right. You know, it seems as though the more people diet, the more they skip meals, and then the more junk food that they actually eat, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, and there's many reasons why, you know, not only had my blood sugar crashed, Dar, but there's also many reasons why, you know, eating that sugar and eating those carbs, it, you know, biochemically, you know, being a nurse, mm-hmm. we're all very, very concerned about, well, how, you know, how does this work? What's the, you know, what's the science behind this, you know? And I know now that, you know, I started eating these carbohydrates and you just want more and more and more because, you know, we have these little receptors in our stomach that don't respond when we eat Rice Krispies, and they don't respond when we eat cookies, and they don't respond when we eat those things. So I needed to totally change.
But I think,
what
Wendy,
I was eating.
One of the hardest things for people is to kind of change that diet mentality that most people have. You know, it's
from starvation.
Yeah, from starvation
and low fat,
and to eat more to lose weight.
Right,
and that's.
And to eat more fat.
Yeah, and to eat more protein.
And more protein to lose weight.
And less sugar.
So it's not as simply as calories in, calories out, is it?
No, it isn't. It's the quality of food that you're really eating that makes a difference.
Yeah. And so, you know, I would have been called. I mean, if I would have went to the doctor, went to a you know, I would have been diagnosed with a compulsive eating disorder.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
like compulsive eating. I mean, that's what it looked like. That's what I was doing. You know, I'd eat all night, processed carb after processed carb, and
I don't know if you've noticed this past week that so many of our clients that came back after Christmas.
You mean those emergency calls we've been getting?
Yes.
You know, I have to get in before, yeah.
Because they suddenly had not been, well, they had not been eating processed carbohydrates and sugar before the holidays, and suddenly they fell off, and they were out of control with their eating again, and they were achy and they felt depressed and they, you know, all those things. And so it's a matter of taking a couple of days of getting back on very healthy eating, eating five or six times a day, and suddenly they could see their energy shifting back to normal, and like the compulsive eating went away.
I know, isn't that amazing?
So it's not a psychological problem, is it?
And it's, no.
It's a biochemical problem.
It's a biochemical problem. Exactly, exactly. But it does. It makes you feel crazy. It really does. Until you find a better way.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we know that 67% of Americans are overweight. So I believe many of the people that are listening today, you know, January 2nd, they're going to start dieting. And for many, dieting means not eating, skipping meals, to just save on calories again. Because
mm-hmm.
we have had that put in our brain that we have to cut calories always.
Yeah. And as you and I both know, a calorie is not a calorie. And we need to refocus all of that. We need to have more education. We need to get more training. And the science of weight loss tells me that you are setting yourself up for a slow metabolism when you skip meals, when you really cut those calories.
And I think, Wendy, that whole thing that's called science of weight loss, it's yeah. kind of a new term, isn't it?
It is.
Guess where that came from.
You?
Yes.
I love it. So, you know, as a nurse, I had to understand the science behind weight loss before I could change my behavior and my approach to losing weight. What I was doing was not working. I mean, I did Weight Watchers 7 times, Star.
Mm-hmm.
I started my first diet when I was 12.
Wow.
And guess what I was doing? Eating nothing. Yep. I mean, I ate nothing for weeks.
So you slowed your metabolism down to almost nothing then.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I find that nurses really want to know the science behind information. You know, they want to know. They want to know how to do a procedure, right, Wendy?
Exactly.
But they want to know why they're doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
That would
and
be good.
I think maybe this is the reason that so many nurses take our weight and wellness classes.
Well, that, and they get continuing education credits to do it, too.
Oh, that's
a big plus.
So what we really teach in our classes is how to eat healthy. But we also teach the whys to eat for health. And I personally believe as people of intelligence, you know, we have our mm-hmm. intellectual beings. We need to change behavior. We need to understand the reason and the science behind that.
We talk a lot about that, don't we,
in
our classes.
You know, in our weight and wellness series, we teach the nuts and bolts. We provide recipes. You know, we provide menus. We have a shopping for fats brochure and a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But we also provide that science of weight loss so that you can eat healthy forever and it isn't a diet.
No, it's a balanced eating plan. And eating healthy forever. I like that. I really like that. So it's not... It's not something you're going to start in January and stop January 31st because you don't have the energy to stay on it, you know. When I took the Weight and Wellness series, I stopped skipping meals. I know for myself that skipping meals slows down my metabolism and sets me up during the day to overeat that processed junk and carbohydrates.
You know, I think another big myth out there, and it's been around for a long time, is that we shouldn't eat unless we're hungry. Well, maybe 300 years ago, that worked.
Yeah.
But now, we are different people than 300 years ago. We have different biochemistry than people 300 years ago had because we have been eating excess carbs and sugar.
And
as a population, we are insulin resistant. And insulin resistant people, you can't rely on your body to give you that signal that you're hungry at the right time. Because if you get that signal, your blood sugar is usually way too low.
It's way too low.
So you need to kind of learn a pattern of eating. And when you get into the pattern of eating several times a day, suddenly you're in control, you're not out of control, you're not overeating, and your metabolism is actually working a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. For me, it took me a while. I mean, I had to learn to correct my insulin resistance.
Well, your insulin resistance probably started way back at age 12.
Yeah,
or before.
And I had to eat, every 2 to 2.5 hours. When I started eating in balance, protein, good carbohydrates, veggies, and healthy fats several times a day, I felt better. I stopped gaining weight. But the biggest thing for me was... that I was no longer having cravings. I mean, my life was run by cravings.
And Wendy, it's hard to do that, isn't it, to eat every 2.5 hours?
I mean, yeah, it is.
We have to
be intentional about it. You really do, especially when, I was a nurse. I was working 60 to 80 hours a week, always on my feet, always moving. And, you know, so to stop for lunch, you know, let alone stop for my snacks and stuff, really took a lot of intention.
Well, maybe it isn't so hard to eat, drink a Coke or eat a candy bar every 2 to 3 hours. But
exactly.
I'm talking about eating protein, carbohydrate, and fat healthy.
Exactly.
And then it is. You have to think and you have to plan ahead. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because you had to kind of repair your insulin resistance, didn't you?
I really did, yeah. And it took me, it took me several months to do that. But I felt so much better.
Is that kind of what motivated you to stay with it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I didn't have that crash in the afternoon, and I didn't have those cravings. I can't tell you what a relief it was for me not to be standing in front of the refrigerator when I got home from work. And to actually live my life without cravings. I mean, it's like that crazy behavior. It's like an alcoholic needing a quick fix. And for me, that was just really, really key to staying on the program and to just, I mean, I felt free for the first time in my life. And I wasn't gaining weight. Now, it took me quite a while to start losing it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in nutrition therapy and life-changing nutrition education. You know, a study conducted at the St. Michael Hospital in Toronto with 9,000 participants found that people who drank one or more sodas a day had a 31% increased risk of becoming obese and a 30% increased risk of adding belly fat, which means insulin resistance.
Yes, it does.
This increased risk factor was for both regular and diet pop. So if you have questions today about metabolism, please call us at 651-641-1071.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets slow metabolism and can cause long-term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well-being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin-resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, a registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I am here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we have a special guest today that I'm going to introduce by actually reading her email that she sent us. When did she send that to us, Dar?
I think that was maybe like October.
Okay, so. Yeah. So this is the first paragraph. Thank you for doing such a wonderful service with your radio show. I can't tell you how much it has impacted me, but I can say this. By switching my food to all natural and no more diet food, I have lost 95 pounds. Yes, you heard that correctly.
Yes, 95 pounds.
I have lost 95 pounds. Yes, I have exercised along the way, but mostly just walking and using dumbbells for strength training. But I do understand the long-term effects this will have on my life. I appreciate what you have done for me. And that email came from our guest today, Melissa Smallman. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. We are so pleased to have you here with us today.
So you, in your email, Melissa, you made it sound easy, that losing the 95 pounds. And was it easy?
I honestly think it was easy. I mean, I've always thought losing weight would be hard, but I have to be honest with you. I've actually lost almost 100 pounds now.
Don't you love that honesty? That's great.
I'm a pound and a half shy of 100 pounds.
That is wonderful. That's awesome.
But, you know, I think the whole thing was very easy. I mean, it all started out back in June 2006, I was diagnosed as being hypothyroid. And,
well, that's a give-up diagnosis right there for losing weight.
Well, yeah, they tell you can't lose weight. My doctor told me to cut my calories to 1,200 calories and exercise an hour a day.
Now, you're a fairly tall lady, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm 5'11".
And what went through your mind when the doctor said 1,200 calories a day, Melissa?
I thought, there's no way. I'm a big gal. I mean, I was a size 26 at the time, and I thought, there's no way I can cut to 1,200 calories. It's impossible, you know. I thought the doctor was nuts. I mean,
well, he was, but we won't tell him that. I've actually had clients with hypothyroidism come in, and their doctors have told them 500 calories and 1.5 to 2 hours a day of working out.
And, you know, we know when you start to look at the science of weight loss, that when you start to cut your calories down to 1,200, you know, if you start cutting down below that 2,200 or so, what you actually do is you slow your metabolism down even more. So you didn't do that, did you?
No, I didn't.
So what did you do first? I mean, you know, suddenly you can't say, okay, I'm eating, probably you were eating some junk food, right?
Oh, yes, I was. I mean, I was eating, you know, I was following the like low fat, you know, that everybody, you know, that we've been taught for years and years. And, but my whole plan, what I decided at that point was if I couldn't pronounce it, I wasn't going to eat it.
And, good for you.
And that has to do with some lot of research I had done had to do with a lot of that processed stuff was not good for medical conditions, including hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, lots of the chemicals that's in the foods have been shown. I mean, I think even, you remember, Melissa, in part of your email, you had even asked us about, you know, talking about Splenda
mm-hmm.
as one of those additives that sugar substitutes. And you would ask us to address that. And let's just talk about that a little bit now, because it's kind of talking about those additives. Splenda is actually kind of blocks the uptake of iodine in your thyroid. And I think most people realize that we need iodine, or we could get a goiter, basically. And when we have
for a
goiters,
healthy thyroid, yeah,
we end up having slower metabolisms, don't we? And slow thyroid function. So yes, those additives have a huge impact on every part of your body, and especially things like Splenda. So you got rid of the additives.
Mm-hmm.
Anything she couldn't pronounce.
which leads you totally a different direction than you're used to when you start reading labels. You realize how much on there you can't pronounce.
Yeah. There's a lot on there, isn't there? It's kind of scary when you actually look and become aware and wonder what some of these things are.
Oh, yeah.
So when did you, because I know you started listening to our show, when did you start kind of, where did that come in? How did that help you in some ways?
Well, I started listening probably 3 years ago. That's about when I started listening to this radio station, and I'd get in my car and you'd be on in the afternoon and I would hear bits and pieces coming and going from places. About the same time when I found out I was hypothyroid and then I started not eating stuff I couldn't pronounce was when things started clicking. What you were saying, you know, I'd be in my car and I'd sit in a parking lot until the end of the show just to hear what you had to say. And that was probably about 18 months ago, about that same time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Melissa, you have lost almost 100 pounds over the last 17 months then.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like what we say, Wendy, isn't that perfect?
That's it. That is perfect. That's just a little bit over a pound a week, right?
Exactly.
And that is the exact right amount to lose body fat and not muscle. And also about the right amount not to lose.
But to keep your metabolism moving in the right direction,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Yep. Otherwise, if you lose faster than that, many, many mechanisms, you slow down your metabolism. And somehow you knew that. I mean, you must have known that somehow. I don't know how you figured that one out.
When you read stuff online, they say the average weight loss should be 1 to 2 pounds a week. Mm-hmm. More than that is exactly what you say. You lose muscle and along with the fat. And mm-hmm. that was my goal, was to just keep it as slow and steady.
So was it hard for you to give up the things that you were eating? Like, I know you were eating a lot of bread and grains and things like that. Was that hard for you to give that up?
Not really at all. A lot of it, I knew being hypothyroid that I could only eat 2 to 3 grains a day. That was something else that I had looked up. But I slowly transitioned my refrigerator. I didn't just one day go into my fridge and say, everything's gone. As I finished something, I replaced it with a healthy alternate. So everything didn't happen.
Something you could pronounce.
Yes, yes. So everything didn't happen at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, hold that thought. We're going to...
Is it time for a break already?
It is, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing life-changing information and counseling to hundreds of clients. You know, if you were one of the hundreds of people who overconsume sugar during the holidays, you no doubt agree that excess sugar is bad for you. Did you know the longest living humans have the lowest blood sugar levels for their age? You know, glucose or sugar literally ages you. Sugar promotes inflammation, free radical damage, wrinkles, macular degeneration, and weight gain. If you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor. I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Melissa Smallman, and we're having a wonderful conversation about metabolism. High sugar eating leads to high insulin, which leads you to become insulin resistant, which leads you to become overweight, mm-hmm. storing fat around the middle. Just part of that science of weight loss.
That's right. So, ladies, we have a caller here, so let's go
great.
Ahead and take
the caller.
Oh, great.
Well, let's take our caller.
And welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Terry.
Hi, Dar. Is this Wendy or Dar?
This is Dar.
Hi, Dar. Hi, Dar. I'm actually a client of yours. I was in to see Christina about a year ago. But my question is around Melissa's experience. I, too, have hypothyroidism. It's actually Hashimoto's disease.
Mm-hmm.
But I was diagnosed about 30 years ago. And my question is, maybe to her, I assume her doctor prescribed Synthroid.
Mm-hmm.
Does that correct the problem, or do you still find that you have a reduced metabolism with the supplements?
Do you want to answer that, or let me answer a little bit of that first, because for on a personal level, Melissa can answer it. But I think any time that it is really difficult to make sure that your thyroid medication is going to actually work and be as effective as real thyroid in your body. That whole science of thyroid has
not been mastered at this point. I think we'd all have to agree.
That's a nice way to put it. So, I think you have to do a lot of other things, and part of that is what you're eating helps a lot. And pulling out, like what Melissa did, is pull out all the processed foods and the chemicals so that it allows your thyroid to function better. And then I think, as we know, like with Hashimoto's, you have to look at what foods might you be sensitive to that's causing some of that inflammation. So there's a lot of things to look at. And I also think sometimes there's some supplements to look at to help support that.
Okay.
Melissa, you have anything to add to that, or?
Well, I'm also Hashimoto's. The one thing I find very important, especially if you are trying to lose weight, my research told, that I found is that, to keep your TSH levels, between a 1 and a 2, and you'll find it easier to lose weight. Most doctors won't keep you at that level. They kind of like you to fluctuate.
The range is
very large. It's
the
like
range
1 is to 4.5 or
it's,
something.
It's 0.3 to 3.0, I think, is the current range right now.
Oh, okay.
And the old range used to go up to 5.0, and a lot of doctors, if you were between that 3.3 and that 5, they still say you're normal.
Correct.
Sure. I know I had an argument with my doctor about it. I had symptoms, even though I tested normally. But right. I persuaded him to kick me up a notch. But I've been on it so many years. And you're right about the, with Christina's help, I actually think I'm found out I'm gluten sensitive.
Right.
So I've cut all the gluten out of my diet. And that really has sort of gotten rid of the IBS that I thought I had.
Right.
But it was probably related to gluten.
It probably was. And it also, I'm sure, reduced some of the inflammation in your thyroid. And so
absolutely.
It has to be working a lot better than it would otherwise.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
but a big thing, Terry, and thank you for bringing up these questions, because you know our thyroid, it's not a simple organ. You know, it just isn't, and we're finding out more and more. You know, just like you and Melissa brought up the whole gluten and the grains. We know that the artificial sugars aren't good for our thyroid, but we also know that soy. I mean, there are so many of these additives and things in our food that our thyroid isn't able to handle.
And
it's becoming a bigger and bigger, bigger issue.
It is. And thyroid cancer.
I think the interesting thing is that gluten, a quote, allergy is actually an anti-immune disease.
The Hashimoto's is, yeah.
And Hashimoto's is as well. And so I think there's sort of a common thread there.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I have one other anti-immune disease as well, so I clearly have to sort of be careful about what I put in my body, it seems, at this point.
Right. So it kind of goes back to you have to have really healthy animal protein and lots of vegetables and some fruit and some really healthy fats. And I know we keep saying that over and over on this show, but it kind of goes back to that for every health condition.
It does.
Whether it's to lose weight or whether it's to get your thyroid working better, it goes back to that same kind of eating, which isn't easy. We're not saying it's easy.
No, it's not. But I got to tell you, it was a turning point in my life when I finally came to see Christina. It's really made a difference. And so I really appreciate it. I love your show. And thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry.
We appreciate
thank
the call.
You.
So, do we have another caller, Dar?
We do.
And we have time to take them before break?
I think
Looks like we do. Good job.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us. Is it Pablo?
Pablo.
Okay.
Hi. No, my question, real. I was wondering if you guys know anything about yerba mate.
Yes, I do a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but before that, I mean, just a little. I've been losing weight, and the way I've been doing it is I've cut, you know, a lot of these unnatural foods out of my diet. Sugar for breakfast. I'm having egg whites and low sodium vegetable juice, and it's helped me out a lot. And I've been dropping about 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Sounds great.
And I'm also dropping coffee because, you know, you add sugar and all this other stuff to it. But I've been drinking the yerba mate, and I'm wondering if I'm just not doing myself any good by doing that.
I don't think you are, because it is a stimulant. And
uh-huh.
So you're artificially stimulating your body. I'd rather see you kind of help your metabolism work better with something like omega-3 fish oil, because that is actually going to heal your blood vessels, too, and it heals all your cells. So I think it's going to be a much safer thing. But maybe you don't even need anything at this point. You know, it sounds like you're doing great just as you're doing. Just make sure that you've got enough good fats in your diet and that you're not eliminating too many healthy fats.
Like those egg yolks.
Yeah.
At breakfast. You said you're just eating egg whites?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing that more in the morning. I'm trying to eat as much natural food as possible.
I think that's great.
No white breads at all, high grain breads, like 8 grains, 12 grains, if I'm going to eat any bread at all.
But what about those egg yolks? Can you just eat those with your breakfast?
I don't know.
Because it's a great healthy fat, Pablo, with lots of wonderful omega-3s in there for you.
Yeah, but I'd end up eating like 15 eggs a week.
That's okay. If you're eating,
that's fine.
If you're eating organic eggs, it's just perfectly fine.
I am eating organic eggs.
Then
eat those egg yolks. They're good for you.
I think people forget the fact that a half of that egg yolk is an omega-3 fat.
Right.
And I think everybody knows omega-3 fats are beneficial for your body. And so it's, again, that piece of information.
Right.
So it sounds like you're doing great.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for your call.
Yes, thanks.
All right,
great.
You guys have a great day. I love your show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So...
Well, let's, where are we doing with breaks?
Well, we have to have a break.
Oh, we do. Okay.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and we'll be right back.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased, my night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow, it sounds like the weight and wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
I'm over your legs, and I'm over your games. I'm over your asking me when you know I'm not okay. You're calling me.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor. I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and we have our special guest, Melissa Smallman. We are having a conversation about metabolism, which is totally appropriate for this time of year, right after Christmas, and to handle those 911 calls Dar and I have been getting with the way people have been eating over the holidays. Melissa has actually lost almost 100 pounds, and it's just such a pleasure to have you here, Melissa, just from listening to our show.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun being here.
Yeah. You know, and you didn't do anything like starvation diets or anything like that. Oh, you did what?
I ate, and I ate well.
And yes. Foods that you could pronounce,
yes.
Right? It's like you cut out all the stuff you couldn't pronounce.
That's where it all started. You know, it's been fabulous to actually eat real foods and to cook real foods
and not feel guilty about it.
No.
Yes. So let's take a couple of callers.
Okay,
here.
Dar, let's do that.
Sandy, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi.
I am just wondering why the medical community and the FDA are so far behind in their figuring this out. Everything you hear still is low fat and egg whites and
Well, I think that there's some really good books that have recently came out. One was called Good Calories, Bad Calories, and it's a great resource book for people. And it goes back and traces the history of how we got into this low fat eating, looking at some of the food companies, looking at some of the quote, research that wasn't really research, mm-hmm. and how some of these theories got started. And I nutrition is a specialty, and it's a science. And not a lot of people have practiced this science. And I don't know of anyone that has as much passion as we have about nutrition. But that's one of the reasons we're doing the show, is to get the message out to people, to have them be independent thinkers and help them realize that, hey, when they cut out some of these processed foods, like Melissa did, that it's going to make a difference in their health. And, yeah, it makes a difference in weight loss, but it also makes a difference in aches and pains, depression, fertility, you name it. It makes a difference. So I don't know. Sandy.
Yeah, she did. Okay. But, you know, I think what that reminds me of, Dar, is what I've often heard you say, because when people say, why do the experts keep saying eat low fat and eat this way? And you very, very forwardly say it's never been the experts that have told us to eat that way.
That's true.
When we look at the people that have been following and studying the science, like Mary Enig and Weston A. Price, and we look at those people that have looked at clinical outcomes and the science, they've never told us to eat that way.
That's true. So I don't know, Sandy, do you have any other comments?
Thank you. I love your program. Thank you so much for being there. And I have come in to the office. I want to take some of the classes.
Oh, great. Great idea.
That's one of my goals for this year. So
okay.
I appreciate you being there. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for calling the show. We'll see you in our classes then.
Thank you. I will be there.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. Okay. We have another caller, Don?
We do.
Well, let's...
Don, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you so much. I just have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I know you're talking about healthy fats and good fats, mm-hmm. and I understand egg yolks are a good source of that, but besides that, what are some other locations I can look for them at?
Well, olive oil.
Okay.
Olive oil is great, but again, let's go back to Melissa's premise of let's eat things we can pronounce.
I love that.
And we want real foods, so we're going to look at things nature gave us. We're going to look at nuts and seeds. All the nuts and all the seeds are really quite lovely. We're going to look at things that we don't have to highly process to get the fat out of them. Like Dar said, olives, 60% to 70% fat. They can cold press them without heating them at high temperatures, without adding chemicals. Cream,
real
butter,
cream.
Real cream, you know, from grass-fed cows. And then our animal meat, our animal fats, our saturated fats, when we get them again from the good sources, are really lovely fats. Coconut oil, that is expeller pressed. That's what you want to look for. You don't want anything that's refined. We want expeller, cold pressed oils.
And Melissa, you had something about yogurt, one of your big challenges. What was that?
Oh, I think there's some fat in there.
Well, that was probably what my hardest thing that I had to do. I'd been listening to the show for a while, and I had heard you talk time and time again about whole milk yogurt. And last August, I finally took a leap of faith, and you know, there's fat in there. We all know there's fat, and that's why it was hard to go from that low-fat yogurt to the whole milk yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally took that leap of faith, and it's been wonderful. My skin is better. I'm getting more fats in my diet because I'm sure that's an area that I was lacking in.
And probably you have less cravings.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
You know, and that's the other thing that happens when you eat all these healthy fats is you actually eat a little less food because you're more satisfied. Isn't it amazing how that works?
Was that helpful, Dawn?
That was helpful. And that actually, when you were talking about yogurt, that brings me up to another question. I have some friends that are very health conscious, very in shape, exercise all the time, and they switched to whole milk recently within the last couple years, just talking about, again, skim milk, which was a rage for however long, taking out so much of the nutrients your body needs and your body craves. How do you feel on the milk percentage that people should be drinking?
We agree with your friends, totally. Especially if it's organic milk.
Right, exactly.
And then the fat is going to be very healthy. It isn't going to have hormones or antibiotics in it, and it's going to be great for people. Sure.
You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
Thank
the
you,
call.
Don. Thank you so much for calling.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. If you have reached a place in your life and know you need to make a change in your nutrition, you know, you're tired of being tired. You're tired of carrying around extra weight. You're tired of aches and pains. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has the solution. You know, schedule a one-on-one nutritional consultation or take a series of classes called Weight and Wellness. Or visit our website at weightandwellness.com, and we'll be back in a minute.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets, slow metabolism, and can cause long-term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well-being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer and Darlene Kvist, and I are having a conversation with Melissa Smallman about metabolism. Melissa is one of our success stories from just listening to our show. She has lightened up by 100 pounds.
Amazing. In 17 months.
Isn't that fabulous?
You know, I would guess, Melissa, that you had hypothyroid. You mm-hmm. still do.
Yes.
You know, and you probably didn't have much energy at that point.
No, I didn't. With hypothyroid, you don't have a lot of energy. You also hazy memory. You don't feel like doing anything.
And so you started kind of putting this together, and you kind of kept listening. And do you feel like you're on a diet?
No, it's a lifestyle change. One of the things I strive to find was something I could live with forever, and your eating plan does just that for me.
You know, and our eating plan, we talk about it when we do individual consultations. We set it up perfectly for you. So what are we going to do? I mean, we're going to have to give... I think we
Well, what we're going to do is, you know, we were talking to Melissa has done so many wonderful things already. You know, I mean, and so when we talk thyroid, you know, you're talking low energy, hazy memory, but it affects your whole body.
Oh, yes.
Brittle nails, hair falling out, dry skin. I mean, it just affects everything. Depression. But we know that what Melissa is still struggling with a little bit is some sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to really, really help you with that, Melissa. And so from Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we're offering you a free counseling session for being here with us on the show today.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely use that.
And you can, you know, make an appointment with either Wendy or myself, whatever is most convenient. Or you can do it with Cara or Anna or
Christina
or anybody. So... anyone you feel comfortable with. So, you know, and other people, if the other people are struggling with cravings, you know, we still want to mention the fact that we're having our weight and wellness classes starting in January, around January 14th. And actually, we have a class in Chanhassen now. We have a class in Maple Grove. We have two classes, I think, in White Bear Lake. We have three classes in Wayzata. We have... two classes in St. Paul.
Lots of wonderful opportunities to increase your metabolism and break through that insulin resistance.
And remember,
real food
is the magic within you.
Thanks, Dar.
Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you,
Melissa.
Great success.
Life, I love you. All is groovy. Bye. 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 Bye.